energize and fuse. You become a total machine of energy.
ACC2 from Glass Boys' album Commune, here on Deep Threes. Ventolin and Bectatide began our set with Witnessed My Country from Awe Dissect. Nonema and the Audiologist bought tickets for Where This Train of Thought Terminates, leaving almost tomorrow. Steve Moore took us to Pangea Ultima, the title track of his 2013 album. The Phonoghosts culled samples from cassettes they found at the resting place of modern culture, thrift shop bins. We heard Head Cleaning from Chrome Position. Then we found The Ice Cream Man on Edge from director John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace, from the soundtrack to the 1976 action thriller Assault on Precinct 13. The producer Alight bowed to the Obelisk and the Zero remix thereof for the Iridis EP. We looked up to find a Fundustrial Nation from the one-man band Radio Shock's Adapter. And Jimmy Penguin spun the disco ball to shine on Liar. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Neuroleptic Trio's Impro Rosetta. You can always find playlists and show archives on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. The top of 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 the top of
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
It's Bird Note. Poet Sidney Wade has been birding for nearly 20 years. But for even the most experienced birders, there are days when we learn something entirely unexpected. Here's Sidney with a poem about one such encounter with a double-crested cormorant.
Blue. The great blue song of the earth is sung in all the best venues, treetop, marsh, desert, shore. And on this spring day in the wetlands where, under a late sun, we stand alone and in love with each other and the passing day, we watch a cormorant whose eye is ringed in blue diamonds, a shimmering lure, and we love this blue and this dark bird and this deepening sky that pinks and hums in the west. And then the bird opens his beak and flutters his throat, and the late afternoon light illuminates the inside tissue of his mouth, which is as blue as his ocular jewelry, as blue as the bluest ocean, as blue as the sky in all its depth, as blue as the back of the small and determined beetle who struggles to roll his enormous dung ball in his own breeding bid to enchant another small blue miracle. Part of their mating plumage is they get this beautiful sapphire ring around their eye. And I had not known that the inside tissue of their beaks turns blue as well.
Find more poetry about birds at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.